Hey, 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 what's up, party people?
Let's go! Shithead fucking podcast. Shithead fucking podcast. Shithead fucking podcast. Shithead fucking podcast. Fuck yeah!
The South, though, right? Cape May's nice as shit.
Yeah, that's nice. But that's, see, that's a different. I'm talking about south down the turnpike.
Gotcha.
Cape May is down the parkway. That's a different south. That's south. But I'm okay, say you went to Cape May south. But then went west.
Gotcha.
That's where it's fucking inbred. I'm serious. Creepy.
Good. Those are the places I'll steer clear of then. I've never been to the South in my life. And I'm sure parts of it are really nice, though.
Go to South Jersey. You'll be, that's a good, what do you call it? You know, before going down south, it's a good whatever. I can't think of the word.
Hi, Ian. That is a sweet shirt you have. I don't know if he can hear. Oh, he doesn't have headphones on. I'm a genius. Chip, you're muted. Oh.
God damn it. What happened?
You're muted and now I can't see you.
Oh, I hit the wrong button.
There we go.
I was talking about mental health. I wanted to thank our new sponsors. I did like a 6-minute read, babe. You didn't get any of it?
Oh no, no, we're gonna have to take it from the top, Chip.
All right, well, thanks to our new sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist who can start talking to you in under 48 hours. Sometimes we all need someone to talk to because we're lonely or frightened or we don't feel so good. As a listener, you get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/chip. You tell them you're a Chip fan, they're probably going, yeah, you're in the right place. Anyway, all kidding aside, join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Chip. Okay. Now we can do the podcast.
Good.
Hi, Rich. Welcome to the program. I heard you Cape May talk before. It's hard not to jump in. Fix your hat.
You know what? I've never thought.
And you could say that again.
I'm not trying to be negative, that I would look at Ian and he's the second best looking guy in this podcast.
I know. Don't put yourself at third, though. That's not nice. That's not nice, Rich. You're a handsome guy. You got a good personality. We all got fucking glasses except for the young hot one in the upper corner.
You know, I like your I like your derby. Too. That's a new derby you have.
What, you're obliged? Yeah, I've kind of had it for a little while. It matches my shirt.
And your skin tone.
Cool shirt.
You look like one of the droogies in a Clockwork Orange.
I didn't even think of that. I'm could you spare some cutter to me, brother? And they fucking hit him with a stick.
Yeah. How come I never watched that whole movie? Is it worth it, Ian, to watch the whole movie? I mean, I always bailed out.
If you want to watch the whole movie, maybe you'll have to lay back and someone will have to peel your eyes open to watch it.
Is that boring?
No, because it's ultra violence.
The movie.
Yeah, that's what they do in the movie to the main character.
How far did you get into it? I'm going to imagine you got to the part where at the milk bar and Alex toasts and the camera pulls back and then you probably bailed out at that point.
No, I don't.
30 seconds?
I think I bailed out right in the beginning. I don't know. It was years ago, but I know not you, Chip, but your buddy Jim Norton. You know that other guy.
Yeah, that fruit. Yeah,
that he raves about it. He even has Clockwork Orange T-shirts. That's what you know. That's how much he loves it.
Oh, he's edgy. That Norton guy probably wants people to walk up and ask him movie questions. They could go, "I like Clockwork." He's a fucking annoying fraud. Don't even ever talk to him about it. Just walk up to him and go, "Hey, Jim, that movie stunk." And he'll go, "Wow, Kubrick." And he'll fucking walk away.
Yeah,
nothing to say.
You know, when I'm looking at you, thinking, "Hey, you look like a thumb with glasses." I'm not thinking that.
Hey, he's a guest, Rich.
Hey, come
he's
on,
a guest.
Rich.
That's not very
I
nice.
I was not talking to Ian. I'm a big fan of Ian. Look at that. He has a flag, pictures of other headliners. His house looks great.
Yep. He's got a cool Nirvana shirt, too. I love that shirt.
Yeah, he does.
Right. Thank you.
Good
thank
one.
You. Is it Gia?
Zia. It's a
Zia.
Weird
oh, thank you, Zia.
Oh, babe, you got your glasses, too. This is great.
Yeah, I wanted to be cool like you guys.
Yeah, we're all so punchable.
Yeah, hey, nothing better than
eyes.
Hey, Chipper, did you see the Oscars and what did you think?
You know, I thought the comedy that won, Anthony Hopkins, was fucking hilarious. I laughed all the way through that movie. Yeah. Didn't make any sense, though. They kept shooting out of order. I didn't get it. I was screaming, this is bullshit. This sucks. But he cracked me up, though, because he was all confused. I was like, fucking stupid.
Well, everybody knows what a great stand-up Anthony Hopkins is. You kidding me? Right now, he's headlining one of the improvs. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. He's walking around, but he keeps doing his dumb Hannibal Lecter impression, and people are like, we heard that already.
Did you hear his best joke? It's a knock knock.
Who's there?
I can smell your cunt.
I can smell your cunt. Who?
I can smell your cunt. Fava beans.
Fuck yeah! I remember that part. And fucking, I remember I was watching it with my mother. I was so embarrassed. After multiple makes through to come, my mother went, oh, that guy's got good aim, Chipper. I was like, Ma, that's gross.
He threw it at her like a frisbee, like a Australian, what's it called? The thing
boomerang.
That flies back to you? A boomerang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jizz boomerang.
He flung the jizz and got it right in the face. It was a fucking great shot.
What movie was that?
Clockwork Orange, Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs?
Yep.
I don't eat meat.
That's why they're nice and quiet around you, because they're not scared.
Rich is used to Silence of the Crowds.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's coming at me.
Oh, shit.
He's coming at me.
Oh. I'll handle this. Yeah, you are.
Thanks, Chip.
Chip, the king got me.
Yeah, sometimes you got to step in and fucking hit hard. Don't take any bullshit. But, so, yeah, I thought the Oscars were really good. When she was dancing to the butt, I was like, oh, this is such good-natured humor. I love when the old white ladies show that they're relevant and they like all the stuff the young hip-hoppers like. I enjoyed it a whole lot. And it was good to see them all without masks because the rest of us should wear them, but they don't need to. Really inspirational.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
That's okay. You didn't miss a lot. I was just basically talking about the Oscars and how fucking great it was. Yeah, everybody liked what's his name? Chadley Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman.
Tell you something.
R.I.P.
He was phenomenal in that movie.
It was Anthony Hopkins. See, you're getting them mixed up. Chadwick Boseman is not the old man. That was Anthony Hopkins.
Yes, and Chaz. If, you know what? We should have a contest. Who can say his name without fucking it up?
It's Chazley Boseman. He's a good actor.
Yes.
Chester Boseman.
What is it?
Chester Boseman.
Chester Boseman. Yep.
Charlie Brown.
Oh, fuck it. Every time Lucy moved the football, my mom would go, watch Chipper. She's going to move the football. And then I'd talk about Petman Patty's sexuality. My mom would smack me in the mouth, being vulgar.
What about Peppermint Patty?
I suspect, I don't know, that Marcy and her calling us, sir. That was very, very ahead of its time, my mother would say. And I always go, Ma, do you think they lick each other's cooters? And she would open a palm like that and slap me across the mouth. And
then maybe just some scissoring?
Oh. Nope. Good babe.
Then your mom would finger bang you to teach you a lesson?
That's not nice. Don't say that at all. Whoa. She was in the room asleep. Whoa. She didn't know what was happening. And he was drinking. Reggie was drinking. He had two bottles of old granddad. And I fell asleep. And he goes, I thought you were your mother. And then he made me wipe the shit off his fingers. And he went to bed.
Yeah. But did you ever get therapy for that? Or you just kind of buried it and, you know, pushed it down?
Well, a lot of times I would just stand in front of the house and I would clench my fists until my palms bled from my nails digging into them. And I'd pull down my pants and scream. And my mom said I should probably fucking call the people over at BetterHelp. You know, little free plug there, guys. That's not even part of the read. But yeah, I needed therapy. It was really bothering me a lot because I was thinking, God damn it, it hurt when Reggie woke me up that way. Why did he have to do it for an hour? Why was I moaning? Why did my body react the way it did?
So he used to take your temperature rectally with a thermometer taped to his penis?
No, he never used his penis because we weren't a couple of queers. He would say that a lot of times. I hated when he would kiss me deep.
Kiss you deep where?
On my mouth. Like I was a lady.
Tom?
He gave you the old stepdad alarm clock, huh?
Yeah, he did. He would take the stinky dry mop and put it on my back so it would flop over my head so I looked like a lady, and then he would kiss me.
At what point today did you say, I want to try to look like Mr. Magoo? Did that just come all of a sudden, or did you plan that?
But damn it, it's the mummy. What are you talking about? That's not Jeff Magoo. It's the mummy.
I'm talking about your face.
I can't help the way I look.
Your eyes and your glasses.
Am I supposed to put my glasses? My fucking...
Einy?
I was going to say ears.
I don't mean to be negative, because you know what? When I get to do this show, it's kind of like winning an Oscar myself. This is like winning an Oscar.
Well, let's talk about the Oscars. An Oscar. Whatever. It's all right. I thought the host was finally good, compared to what they usually have. This host was a dream.
Yes. Yeah. Said they weren't having a host, and then the young lady came out and did like 5 minutes up front.
I didn't see the beginning.
Why? You were getting finger banged?
No, that's very... We got to cut that part out. That's not this type of program. God damn it. I used to hate when he put his thumb in my mouth. Oh.
After putting it where, Chip?
No, it was a different hand. Okay. God damn it, babe. Sorry. I used to hate that. I'd wake up and his thumb would be in my mouth because he knew I liked Fonzie.
What?
I was a big Henry Winkler fan, and I'd wake up with Reggie's giant thumb in my mouth.
It tastes like pennies?
It would, yeah. It would taste like cigarette butts.
Would you go, wow, I didn't know thumbs could grow?
Yeah, I remember thinking that too, and go, wow, his thumb is wet on the end of it.
Oh, no.
Are you, Chip, are you planning a nice vacation for this summer? Maybe going somewhere?
Yeah, I want to go to fucking, my mom said I should go to India. So I'm probably going to go there. I want to go to India because things over there are pretty cool.
Yeah, that's nice. And the people, they always shit in the street, so you can just run and lay down. You know what I mean? It's like hitting lotto.
Yeah, I don't know. I might take a vacation or something. I need a day off. I need a break or something like that. Don't know where I'd go.
Have you ever been to Brazil?
No, but I know someone who has. And thank God he wasn't fucking... thank God he was only interested in vaginas back then. He would have come back weighing 18 pounds. Fucking stupid Norton. 3 trips to Brazil and he made it out without AIDS. A round of applause for Jim.
Yes. I think I could have been in Brazil with him one of those times, and I could have done something with, that I shouldn't have done, but I was hungry.
Oh, yeah, I understand. What'd you do, sneak off? You sneak off and cop one? Sneak off into an alley and take a pecker?
No, not a pecker.
Just making sure.
Oh, I just heard, matter of fact, a whole radio show on Stern, and they were talking about uncut penises and how gross they are and all the smegma that grows under them. Yeah. So I couldn't even imagine that, pulling that skin down and, like all kinds of things falling out.
You got to start. This is what like Lamar and Reggie would do over the sink. If they were working for 3 or 4 days and didn't have time for a shower, I'd walk in and I'd see them doing this over their peckers like toothpaste, and all of this stuff would come out of the tip of it, and it would smell like the underside of a toenail, and then they would take a napkin and wipe the inside. But it was somebody fucking squeezing a cannoli.
You know when you take cellophane off a leftover potato salad?
Yeah.
And there's some on the cellophane, that's what it's like. You pull it back, you just take a squeegee and make it come off.
Are you on Circa? Are you, as my mother would say, oh, he's unclipped, Chippa. Are you unclipped?
I'm clipped and ready to rip. I'm circumcised, yes.
Do you wish you weren't circumcised? Some guys wish they weren't circumcised. Oh, yeah, and supposedly.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rich.
I'm sorry. And those guys are Latin.
No, they're not cut, though. Wish I was uncircumcised.
Sorry. Go ahead, Zia. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say, I heard that if you're uncircumcised, it makes you more sensitive. But how would you know?
As a person? You mean you cuddle?
No, you're
that guy's got foreskin. He's fucking crying at a Sanka commercial.
Oh, he's got foreskin. Look at all the vulnerability he has under his foreskin.
Oh, listen to him share at a meeting. He's got foreskin.
Oh, Oh, look at him petting that cat. Oh, it's so sweet.
Yeah, look at him fucking sending out kitten memes. Oh, boy, he's probably got a bunch of loose skin on the end.
Yes.
Oh, it's friend zoned every time.
That guy hugs and kisses. Skin, skin, skin. That's what I always say. When you when you see hugs and kisses after a tweet or something, you know there's extra skin hanging over that fucking one-eyed fucking killer.
Yeah, the fucking type of skin that hangs over the edge, because there's some that just barely clears it. Like the peck is coming out, like it's peeking through, like a fucking, it's like a fucking face coming out of the water, like fucking. What's that?
Like a turtle.
Like an old Frankie Pace bit.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Your face just kind of poking out. That's what some of them are like that, and then some got a whole bunch of fucking skin on them.
You know, there's a movement for people to
get you out of the business. What's the movement? Sorry.
Club owners unite.
There's a pro foreskin movement that they have rallies.
Get the fuck out of here.
What he's not kidding.
And do they write the signs on the skin? Do they they pull up their skin and it says, you know, whatever?
They're anti-circumcision because they say it's a form of rape. They made the parents made the choice without the kids' consent.
Oh, geez, yeah. I haven't heard that one. I've heard that it's like genital mutilation, but I haven't heard them go so far as to say it's rape. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say genital mutilation. Maybe when the fucking moil starts tooting on the end of it, that might be a little rapey. Hey, give me that pecker. I'll clean up.
I might be wrong about that. I may have been fantasizing rather than presenting facts.
Yeah, it's probably it's mutilation, I think, is what I heard.
Mutilation, yes.
I go once a year and visit the tailor that did mine, because good work. He's good work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A tailor circumcised you?
Yes, I went to a tailor. Is it buried?
Is it buried in a Jewish cemetery? Your foreskin?
My foreskin? No, it's on my mantle.
Yeah, he went to a tailor. He's like, could you hurry up? I have a wedding today. And they fucking cuffed it up. They just pinned his foreskin up and they're like, come back tomorrow. They marked it with chalk, you know. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so let me tell you something. Yeah, I know the thing you're talking about, Ian, because there's guys that will actually pull the skin forward and hang weights off it a little bit to try to make it grow. Zia, yep. Did you know that? Because I know you're a big fan of lots of skin. With you, it's go big skin or go home.
Oh, yeah. I love a nice skinny pekka. Oh, wait. That didn't come out right.
No, you mean like one with lots of thick foreskin on it.
Thick foreskin. Yeah, I actually have seen that before where they pull on it to make it bigger. Or I've heard of it, rather.
I saw one get caught in a car door once.
No.
And oh, yeah. And the guy had to run alongside the cab until the cab stopped.
That's why I'm not allowed to ride escalators anymore.
Oh, God. Yeah. You have a belly flop on an escalator and then you get a phone call and the next thing you know, your foreskin's getting ripped.
Oh, gosh.
I have a friend of mine one time fucking didn't realize he was just trying to make everybody laugh.
I remember one time when I was a kid, someone took a paperclip and put it in my foreskin and shot it at me and hit me in the eye and they went a stuffed animal.
Oh, that's a nice story. See, that doesn't end sad. No. My one friend, we used to play gags on him because he was uncut. So a lot of times he'd fall asleep and we would take like fucking crazy glue and itching powder and we'd put it all in his foreskin and then close it along the top and then fucking step on it to seal it.
Oh, God. I thought you said when you play gags on him that you were shoving your foreskin down his throat.
No. Gags. Babe, you're being very saucy.
We used to put candy in my friend's foreskin, and then we'd eat it out like a Pez dispenser.
Ooh. Two very different reactions.
You ever been to? I heard a baby crying one time. I was at a fucking circumcision, and the baby was making all kinds of noises. It sounded like an animal. So I went over in the middle of the ceremony and I started screaming that he was a bad boy.
I hear that noise all the time, but it's a second row.
Oh, come on. That's not very nice.
I said that about myself.
I know. You should be nice to yourself, implying that there's people in the second row.
There you go. I like your new tell. After a joke, you go to your nose. Like,
I couldn't help it. I had an itch in there, but there was nothing edible, unfortunately. It was just a little itch. But yeah, that's how you know I'm joking. So, Zia, see, you get some fucking glasses on.
If you want something edible, keep talking. Sure, you'll eat it at some point.
They said that I fucking, yeah, that's how I always gave myself away when I was lying. Chip, who broke that vase? I don't know, Ma. And I would dig for a good 4 minutes.
What was, when you got caught lying or doing something, what type of punishment did your mom or dad give you? Like, was it rough?
No, what my mother would do is she would stand there and she would make me strip down to my underpants. And then she would make me stand with my legs spread nice and wide. And then she would take a fucking sock and she would put a grapefruit in it. And she would swing it like a mace up under my legs into my testicles.
Oh, no.
Yep. Wow. And wow.
And how much did you pay her?
That, you know, it's funny you should say that, because it really would. It would gut me. I'd be on the ground for days. But then sooner or later, I couldn't get an erection without it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I... Now, did she put the grapefruit and she would smash you, right? And then after you had an orgasm, would she keep going?
No, I wouldn't be sensual with my mother. That's called emotional incesting, and I certainly didn't do that. I would always roll around on the ground in pain, and she would laugh. But it taught me not to use dirty talk.
And what did your dad do when your mom was doing that?
My father was away. He's an encyclopedia salesman making the family fortune.
Did he come back and give you guys the fortune yet?
No, he hasn't. He left when I was 7. But my mother said, oh, I got an email from your father. You just missed him. Oh, it must have got deleted.
Oh, that's sad. That's sad.
How did your mom take care of you?
Oh, she would
all
always,
alone.
Well, I did some movies. I was an actor. She would have me. My uncle made movies, and he would take me to motel rooms, and he had some friends, and I would star in their movies, and he would pay my ma some money. And once in a while, she would have me fucking... She would have me like get babysat by Reggie and his friends. And my mother would have friends come over, and they would all help her in the bedroom fixing things. And we made ends meet.
So you making those movies is where all the blinking came from.
Yeah, probably, because nobody would warn me. So I just go, but it would usually be too late.
So what happened in the movies, Chip? What was your starring role?
I was the hero. I was the hero, and they were all trying to get secrets out of me. But I said, I'll never tell you these secrets, no matter how many of you wear ski masks in the movie and have really bad music playing in the background. I'll never, while you're nude with a big beer gut and socks, I'll never tell my secrets.
Were you ever a pantsless hero?
Yes, I was. My trousers would always be stolen, but at the end, I would get them back as I was in the station wagon.
Did you ever hear off to the side, he wants the grapefruit?
No, I did not ever hear something like that. My mother was not a part of that.
But I think they knew that about you.
No, that's not true. My uncle would always intervene if things got out of hand.
Good uncle.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. Yeah. Like he would fight. He said, it's been an hour. Take the alligator clips off his testicles.
They never hooked it to a battery, did they?
No, they didn't. They would just sit there and look at me. My little feet were kicking.
But how could they look at you and get erect at the same time?
That's body shaming.
Sorry.
That's body shaming. Norton, I could understand. Oh, that fucking, he's got fat sides now. And when he leans forward, he can feel his tits resting on his, oh.
Tell him to give me some boob. I'll take it.
I fucking hate it. Oh, please, babe. Trust me. You're better off like you are. Not that you don't have boobs. I don't want you. I mean, A cups are nothing to fucking scream about. Yeah. But those God are, bless you.
Those are perfect. What are you kidding me? Put some cornflakes with those raisins and we're talking a fucking nice meal.
That's not so very nice.
I'm trying to compliment her saying that it would be a nice meal.
A really sweet one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
put some fucking... It's like a 1970s, come on, like, mama, put some fucking cornflakes with them raisins and then we'll see what happens.
That would go good with some Ovaltine.
Yeah, oh, fucking Ovaltine. Now I'm a Sunny D guy because of the commercial. That reminded me of my friends. So diverse, all of us, you know. I always loved the good Sunny D commercial. We're all races and ethnicities, just having a glass of orange beverage.
That's what brings them all together.
It
or
really
Pepsi.
Does. An
Pepsi
orange beverage. Pepsi
yeah.
does it as well. Yeah. And if you had fucking toys that the other kids wanted to steal.
Well, yeah.
I had Star Wars figures. They came over and took them.
I've never seen one Star Wars in my life there, Chipper. Never one.
What? Oh, not one?
Not one Star Wars.
I haven't seen one either. I've never seen a Star Wars.
Yeah, thank God. Or a Star Trek. I haven't seen any of that shit.
Oh, man.
Wait, Ian, you never did?
No. No, I never have.
You just don't. Now, at this point, you're probably like, fuck it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if, you know, I don't think I'd do it on my own. If I was with someone and they wanted to watch it, maybe I would. But I don't think it's something I'm interested in.
Just watch 4, 5, and 6 and Rogue One and disregard the rest and you'll be fine.
Fucking. Norton, are you? I mean, Chipper.
Boo. Don't mix me up with him.
No, I meant
I'd say anything but that. Hey, bedpan full of wet shit. Yep, Chipperson here.
Chipperson, have you seen either The Godfather of Harlem or the new SVU Organized Crime?
No, but The Godfather of Harlem, I know, is supposed to be. It's about fucking Bumpy Jefferson.
Yes.
And I'm dying to see that. And it's got fucking Jeff Whitaker's in it. And I know it's supposed to be really good. I seen, Frank Lucas was friends with Bumpy Jefferson.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's Bumpy Jefferson?
He was the Godfather of Harlem.
Yes,
thought that was one of the guys that would film you in the motel room.
No, that was my Uncle Paul and his friends fucking Teddy Steve and Mr. Pepperton.
Mr. Pepperton?
Mr. Pepperton. Yeah,
is
Mr. Pepperton.
Penis?
That's not very nice, babe. Sorry. I wouldn't know. Mr. Pepperton always smelled like alcohol and had a mean streak a mile long. Couldn't get it up unless he was spanking somebody.
Did you have that beautiful, long, silky hair back then? Because right now, I mean, I could just see fingers rubbing through it, you know, and just, you know.
No, I didn't. I had a cool mohawk.
Oh. And they drank mohawk to get through it.
No, they didn't. They accused me of cultural appropriation, and then they put a wig on me.
Well, you can't have.
That's a big word.
Sure was.
Did you learn that from one of the encyclopedias your father left behind?
Yes, I did. I went home and I sat on a little inflatable donut and I looked up appropriation. It's very tender back there.
Is it true when you were sleeping one night your father snuck in and took the encyclopedias back?
Because no, my father, he only left us off fucking A and the P and the Z, and he took the rest with him, and he went with somebody else. He only left a couple of the volumes, ran out the door.
He should have left A, Z, and T for you.
Well, not for me, but for somebody we know. So, Ian, do you got a lady friend, or what have you been up to?
I've been it's been weird. The weather's been real sucky. I haven't been able to go outside or ride the bike or go around.
Oh, okay.
I've just been doing stand-up every night.
Oh, all right. That's fucking, they keep asking me to do it, but it's like, I was going to do one, but then they said, nah, Logan and Mayweather are fighting there. It was a stadium they wanted me to do in Florida, but I won't do anything that's not an arena.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're a big draw. You know what? Wipe your chin. You know what I saw? I watched last night, I talked about.
The Oscars?
No, last night I watched, and I was falling asleep, and it woke me right up. I watched the old Cassius Clay versus Sonny Liston fight. And let me tell you, that could hurt what they were doing.
Mm. Let me tell you something about Cassius Clay and Sonny Liston. My mother loved Cassius Clay. She's like, oh, Chipper, he's so cocky. But then Sonny, she said, now that's a guy who would drag you behind the dock and put your face in a bale of hay and show you who's boss. I said, Ma, I don't need to hear this. She was drinking. She loves Sonny Liston. She was a big Philly fight fan. What's that, babe?
Did she also have a cucumber while she was talking about this? Told you to go to your room?
Sonny was a fucking, that was a two zucchini evening.
Oh.
Whenever you talk about Sonny Liston, a two zucchini evening. Cassius was a cucumber. George Clooney's a cucumber. Fucking Sonny Liston was a fucking two zooks.
I saw a movie that reminded me of you the other day, Chip. It's called Capturing the Freedmans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, that was fucking hilarious. I knew them. They were so fucking cool. They used to always throw me out of the house. I'd be like, can I have a hug? And they'd be like, get out of here. You fucking turning everybody off. You know, one of those guys was in the audience at the Comedy Cellar when Norton was on stage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Jim really hit him hard. Hey, I saw your documentary. And then he went back to his shit act. Fucking master of improv. Oh, I saw you on TV.
It's a good documentary. It's very interesting.
What's it about again? Zia, you haven't seen Capturing the Freedmans, right?
No, I want to know more about it.
Do you object to incest stuff?
I mean, it's not something I usually seek out.
Oh, okay. I thought it was about World War II.
Give her a little synopsis, Ian.
It's about a family from Long Island. From Strong Island. The father was a nebbish chemistry teacher and computer teacher that would teach computer classes, and they found out he had child pornography, and then the police investigated everyone in the classes and corroborated that he molested them all, and they said that his son molested them as well. And what's interesting about the documentary is, you know, they got these charges, but the more they dive into it, the more you kind of can see that a lot of it was made up and was hysteria.
Yep.
But the whole time.
Dive into it. When you say dive into it, it was about swimming.
It was about a boy in a Speedo.
That's right. The Mark Spitz story and the boys that wish they could have.
Well, how the documentary started was Jarecki was doing a documentary on party clowns in New York City. And he interviewed the number one party clown in New York. And offhandedly, they figured the information got out that his dad was arrested for being a pedophile, as well as his younger brother. And Jarecki was like, all right, well, we're burying the lead here. Tell me about your pedophile father.
And he still made it. But did it help with his clowning?
I don't know. But it's weird because the family, while all this was going on, they were making home movies of each other in the house during the trial. So the story is told through all these like home movie footage that the family made of themselves, of their family just completely disintegrating over, you know, like granted the father was a pedophile. He had child pornography, but I don't think he molested those kids.
Allegedly. Boy, did my uncle get mad watching that. The pack of lies, they're railroading them. Oh, Uncle P got mad. He threw a vase through the bay window. Oh, was he upset.
Did the guy go to jail?
I hope not.
Yeah, he went to jail. The kid went to jail. The dad killed himself. Terrible.
Why'd he kill himself? Was that bad of a show?
He killed himself so his son could get his $200,000 life insurance policy.
You can't get life insurance when you commit suicide.
I was going to say, yeah.
No, there was a stipulation where he signed the insurance and then after X amount of years, you can then pass on the life insurance policy. But if you kill yourself within like 2 years of signing, you can't pass on.
It had like a suicide. Yeah. Suicide pause. That's kind of nice. Well, look, being suicidal. Look, here's what I always say, Rich. And I say that what interferes with your happiness. And I know you're going to say doing this show. I don't like it.
Well, when you say it has to be over 2 years, is that why Bonnie keeps marking the calendar? That's what. So what was that? What makes me happy?
No, here's the question. Babe, what interferes with your happiness? Something preventing you from achieving your goals? I've had things prevent me from achieving my goals. I would want to go out and do something, and I'd stand in the mirror and go, Chipper, you're just not good enough. And then my mother would always walk in and go, God damn right you're not. And I'd be like, that's not helpful. That's not helpful.
Nice.
BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Babe, we're doing a read. Top 5 therapy stories you got. Go ahead, go.
I mean, look, therapy is what led me into doing all the stuff that I'm doing now. If I hadn't gone to therapy, I probably never would have figured out that I wanted to get into hosting and streaming and podcasting and all that stuff. And I probably would still be working at a restaurant, or I might have killed myself by now. Who knows if I was still working at a restaurant.
See, that's why I like you, babe. You keep it funny and you keep it sexy. That's what I'm trying to do.
Thanks,
hey, Chip.
Yes, sir.
I thought of a joke when you said, you know, things have kept
finally.
You
from achieving.
when you said things kept you from achieving your dreams, I should have said, yeah, it's called a restraining order.
Oh, look at that.
I've had a few of those because I would get a crush and I would just stand outside the window screaming and singing songs. I'd fucking sing Bryan Adams songs. In the summer of 69. That's all I knew. I didn't know the rest of the lyrics. I would just start singing in the summer of 69. And then they forced me into therapy. Yes, I would.
Ian, I don't know what I like better, your jokes or your movie reviews from movies from 25 years ago, but they're both great.
I don't disagree.
Thanks. I appreciate that, Rich. I was just biding time for you to bring out another one of your segments called Guess What I Just Watched.
That's right.
Oh, SVU, organized crime. It's unbelievable.
Well, hold on a second. Let me finish this read. Fucking SVU, I got to do the read. I'm going to get...
I'll tell you, all those people on probably needed better help. I mean, look.
That's right.
A lot of trauma.
They shouldn't have put themselves in that situation. Look, connect in a safe and private on the SVU people.
Oh.
Connect in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient. You could start communicating under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line, you panicky kook. So if you had a crisis, call someone. It's not self-help. Is a professional counseling. It's done securely online. You don't have to go there and look at their ugly face in the waiting room. Hi, how are you? Can I sit there and look at two other mental patients? You can fucking just talk to them. Nice and discreet. You get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. I love to video my therapist. He's always like, what's that noise you're making, Chipper? I'm like, I'm on the toilet, doc. But we get it done. All without ever having to sit in that stupid waiting room, as I just cleverly referenced. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. You ever have a counselor you didn't like, Rich, Ian? You ever been with a counselor who's not the right guy?
In camp.
Yeah. That's right. They do bad things. My one guy, he said, all right, hey, let's see what happens if we can get Chipper to run screaming into the fire.
Yes. Why did they? Why? What would they do?
Because I was holding gas, and they wanted to see if they could get me to run screaming into the fire.
Is that why you have flames on your background?
That's a great point. That's exactly what got me into fire. I won't say this on the podcast. I'm going to cut this out. But I got third-degree burns from my nipples all the way down to the bottom of my scrotum. Unrecognizable, my genitals are, because they used to get me to run right into the fire holding gas.
My counselor used to make me have turtle races. He'd pull down my zipper and say, go.
And that's not very nice. You should be in therapy. Here's what you do. You send a message.
Is there anywhere online I can do it?
Yeah. BetterHelp.com. You send a message to your counselor anytime. You get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule the weekly phone or video sessions, as I just said. And here's the thing. They're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. So they make it easy and free to change the counselor if you have to. I know I've said that before, but I wanted to stress it. It's more affordable than a traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. The service is available for clients worldwide. You're in Canada, you're in London, you're in the United States. It doesn't matter. Find the particular expertise you need online. Don't limit yourself. Depression, stress, anxiety, whatnot, and so forth, and things of that nature. So many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. That includes Hawaii and Alaska, two states that I hate because they're not attached. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor, BetterHelp.com/chip. Join over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health, including Chipperson. BetterHelp, HELP.com/chip.
Chipperson.
What's up, bud? Feeling refreshed. I feel refreshed, Rich.
How can you turn a read into a one-man show? How is that possible?
You're just that good, Chip. You're just that good.
Ian answered the question.
Thank you.
Just that good.
Ian answered the question. I had to bring my own experience into it because BetterHelp provides good therapists. I had a therapist one time. I went in. I was like, doc, I don't feel very good. He goes, who cares?
It's not a good therapist at all.
No, it wasn't.
Chip, that was so good. I felt like I was at Edinburgh. Do I give you the money or do I give it to the program? Who do I
say 10%? Give it to BetterHelp.com. You know, 10% off. Believe me, that's the best way to go if you're a Chip fan. You know, you got to be a little nutty to listen to this show. That's the tagline. Chipperson, you got to be nutty to enjoy.
You know, Chipperson, I went
to a therapist.
I went to a therapist And I said, I have anxiety. And he said, I'm a physical therapist. I went to the wrong one. Have you ever done that?
Dude, have I ever done that? I went one time to a physical therapist and I said, I broke my leg. And he said, you need to go to a mental therapist. I said, but my leg is broken. He goes, yeah, but I don't care. And you're going to need to work through that.
So mentally, you have to work through it, right?
Yeah, you're going to have to get used to it because your leg is broken and I'm not going to help you with it. He just didn't like my face. I respected his honesty. He said that my breath smelled like peanut butter and he just didn't. He found me uncomfortable to look at. So he sent me back to a regular therapist.
Why would your uncle put peanut butter on his penis? Why would that? I don't get it.
Because I was wearing like dog ears. And he goes, aha, I know how to get young Lyle in the room. God damn it, it worked too. Clever sock cucker.
Peanut butter is good.
Babe, go ahead. Tell me a fun peanut butter story. Sexy the joint up a little, would you?
A fun peanut butter story?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be dirty.
Okay. We're not sexy enough.
Yeah, make
it
quick. Tell it. Make it quick. Tell it in a jiff.
Ian, I was going to skippy you, but I said no.
Oh, she reminds me of Peter Pan.
Oh, fuck. Oh, all right. More peanut butter stuff.
Hey, Rich, that was smooth.
Oh, I know. I remember one time fucking Reggie punched Lamar and his teeth and they all got crunchy.
Oh,
pretty good.
Thanks.
That's not bad. I was hanging with my peanut butter friend and he bumped into Mr. Chocolate. And guess what?
They got fired. They had to apologize. And he said, I'm going to quit, but we're going to fire you, but we'll let you walk away.
Nope.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of today's world. What happened?
I don't remember.
Oh, wait. I know what you're saying. Is that when the chocolate fell into the peanut butter? And the guy goes, your chocolate's in my peanut butter. And then he pulled out a gun and he shot him.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
It was the St. Valentine's Peanut Butter Massacre.
That's right.
From Chicago.
I heard that story and I got so jelly.
What's the difference between peanut butter and jam?
I can't peanut butter my dick in your mouth.
Boom. Nice.
What's the difference?
It's not going to top Ian's answer, but let's see what you got. What do you got, sister?
Well, that was the joke answer. That was the answer. Ian got it.
What was the joke, babe? What's
the difference between peanut butter and jam?
I don't know.
You can't peanut butter a dick down your throat.
Oh, God. I love how you think.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's so sexy. I'm going to say that to a girl. Hey, babe, you want me to peanut butter my fucking dick in your throat? Oh,
you guys have the delivery of a UPS driver. It's
I know. That's good. Great. Fuck, what can Brown do for you? That's right.
Great. Good stuff. That's why I'm complimenting you.
Always on time. Great timing. Yeah.
That's right. At least we're not USPS fucking 2 or 3 days late, babe. Don't get me crazy on that. But anyway, all kidding aside, babe, you don't like the sensual talk. Now, Ian, let me ask you something.
Sure, Chip, anything.
Now, what are you drinking, Zia, before I get to Ian?
A little bit of Buble.
I love his voice.
Buble. Isn't it nice?
Yeah. Look at us.
It's the good stuff.
Seltzer pals.
I got a Buble over there. We ought to fucking be the Buble crew and fucking Rich will be drinking soda with aspartame.
Yep.
What?
Bad for your teeth.
Yep.
No, not these teeth.
Oh, that's true.
Fuck with these teeth.
You know what's bad for those teeth? A magnet. That's the only thing that's bad for those teeth. I fucking got a Buble too. I got cherry and I got blackberry.
Ooh.
Ooh,
those are the good flavors.
We have some of that upstairs. We have all kinds of drinks. Our house has a lot of different drinks.
Okay, let's make this a hilarious bit. What's your favorite beverage? Go ahead, Rich. Floor is yours.
What's my favorite beverage? My favorite beverage is peanut
a glass
butter.
Of improv.
I know. I got nothing on that one.
Doesn't even have sometimes, to be a silly answer. Could have been something fun.
Sometimes I'm just speechless.
Let's
and
start
a lot
over.
Of people like that.
Sometimes.
Let's start over. Go ahead. Take two. So,
okay. What's my favorite drink?
Cactus. Drink the water. What's your favorite drink?
Cactus.
Fuck, you can't drink a cactus. That's why it's a good answer. Dude, let me ask you a question. You ever fucking, when you were 6 years old, right? You ever been out with your mother's boyfriend and he takes your shirt off and he gives you 30 cents to jump into four cactus plants? Happened to me. Handed me 30 cents. He took my shirt off. He goes, go ahead, white boy. And I fucking ran. My arms were out in the air. And I landed in four cactus plants. Got 1,400 quills in me. He was funny.
Where'd you get the quills?
Everywhere except my eyes. I got two in my pee hole.
Oh, really? Chip. Oh.
Chip, were you warm wearing that quill?
No. I came to in the hospital while they were pulling quills out of me. And I fucking had to pay for the cactus out of my paper money, even though I was only six.
You look like a porcupine, huh?
That's what they were saying. They were all laughing at me in the ambulance. I kind of came to. I had quills all over. And they're like, what are you, a porcupine boy of some sort?
I say, what are they writing on you?
Like yeah, fuck yeah. What are you, is Ben Franklin fucking declaring something?
You were like a superhero.
Fuck yeah. I'll take the soup. Oh, thank boy. You very kindly. Now, let me ask you something, Ian. You're not a Nirvana fan. Why are you wearing that shirt? You ever hear Dave Grohl's new band, the fucking Foo Fighters?
Yeah, I like the Foo Fighters. I'm a big time Nirvana fan, Chip. I love Kurt Cobain, and they're selling his last photo shoot as an NFT.
Yep.
Did you hear that?
Oh, how much is that?
Fucking for $500.
What's NFT? Is that where they all kneel during the national anthem?
What?
Non fungible token.
Oh. Okay.
What is a non-fungible token? What is that?
Well, we all know what fungible tokens are. All right, babe. This is one that will not fungible.
What's fungible?
It's the
this conversation's fungible. I'll tell you that much.
Fuck yeah, it is. A non-fungible token. I'm going to be very frank with you. I don't know what the fuck it is.
No.
His name's not Frank. His name's Ian.
I said, I'm going to be frank with you because Frank never knows nothing. Ian can be Ian. Frank. I'll be Frank Chipperson. Thank you kindly. M'lady.
You know what? Since you're so smart, Chipper.
Yeah, what do you got?
How will I ever get this hour back?
You can think of all the hours and weekend nights you've robbed from young couples who went out to have fun. And you can figure it's all coming out in the wash. You could think this is 1 hour you've lost compared to the 40,000 you've stolen in 30 years.
So you're... And when if I sell them a CD, is that another hour I stole from them?
Yes,
no,
it's an hour.
They turn it off after the first 5 minutes.
That's yeah. It's $15.35 you've stolen. That's how far into it they get.
I didn't hear what female Anthony said. What did you say?
I said no, because they turn it off after the first 2 minutes.
I heard you.
Ah, damn it.
God damn it, babe. You walked right into that. Unfortunately, your boobs wouldn't stop you. God damn it, Zia.
Stop anything, Chip.
What is that cloud formation behind you, babe? That's really frightening with the moon and whatnot.
Isn't that kind of creepy? It's cool. It's very ethereal, right? I don't know where it's from, but it's cool. I like it.
Yo, did you see the fucking helicopter on Mars?
No. I didn't.
They got a little helicopter on Mars, and it actually, they're learning to fly it. It's got to be 2,400 revolutions a minute because the air is so thin.
Did you know Elon Musk? Did you know Elon Musk is going to host SNL? And I think he's doing it for the money. What do you think?
I think he's fucking broke. Believe me.
He threw a billion
into Bitcoin. Yeah, he's fucking broke.
Bitcoin? Yep. What is he eating?
How would they always do that in the old days? Give me a nickel. Like, what did that? I got to do a sketch on that. That's all I got. The concept, you know.
I mean, that was so funny. You just turned that on a dime.
Let me tell you something. I mean, I'm glad you put your 2 cents in because now I know how you feel. I mean, I don't want to buck the system. Look,
Chip,
there's four of us. Babe, look, there's four of us. You're only one quarter.
Oh, and the token.
And that's non-fungible.
Yeah, wait, what was it? They're saying something... something with Norton and something as a $3 bill. I couldn't quite understand it.
What the audience should pay to see him.
That's not very, hold on. No. Cut that out. Anything about Norton's draw, we can't have.
That's true. He couldn't draw with a pencil and paper.
No, he really couldn't.
I heard he's great. I heard he packs out.
Fudge. That's what he packs out.
I heard he sells out.
Yeah, he certainly did in 2008.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't you hear that ad read?
Oh, please. He fucking just did 15 minutes on mental health, and still, as soon as this is over, he's going to cry into a pillow and look at the rope.
But if,
what do you got, babe? Rich.
Oh, Rich. Okay.
I mean, I don't want to hear things like that about my pal crying into the pillow. Can he tell that person to stop?
And plus, he's not even crying to it. He's biting it. Trust me.
Easy.
Yeah, so let me ask you, how's your podcast with Bonnie doing?
It's going well. We have a producer now, and we just turn it on and we do it, and they put it up and they put clips up. I mean, they're not even half as good as my Landscaping with Rich clips.
Yeah, but that's a fun show.
You know, but we're putting clips up. We had a podcast yesterday and last week on Norton and Sam.
Ugly and Uglier, that show should be called.
Well, Chaz, whatever his name, Palminteri. What's it?
Yeah, you know Palminteri, Chaz Palminteri.
Yes. And then we did a podcast, and Bonnie talked about how he likes blowing comics throughout the podcast.
That's very nice.
That's what Bonnie said. That was her opinion, not the truth, though. It's not the truth.
She's saying that he was too nice to the comedians.
Yes.
He was right. We're heroes.
Yes, we are heroes. And I think that word's been thrown around a little too much lately.
That's right.
You're a fucking driver for Grubhut. You're not a hero.
That's right. Sometimes I'll walk into the fucking emergency room and I'll see a nurse out in the front crying, and I'll shake her and I'll go, "You're not a fucking hero." And then I'll walk away angrily.
Yes. But the doctor is, right?
That's right. Marcus Welby, MD. What's your favorite five episodes?
Of Marcus Welby?
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me? I love the one episode where things weren't going right and then they turned it around and it worked out.
Dude, that's my favorite one, too. I was always a big House fan because I just loved how quirky he was. I'm like, oh, that's such an interesting character choice. He limps around and he's got bug eyes. And oh, you never know what's going to happen, but he's going to save the day. That Hugh Laurie is dreamy. He gets me wet down there, Chip. My mother said that. She was drunk.
Well, I'm not going to lie. He broke his leg, too, as a kid, and the therapist wouldn't see him either.
That's right.
Who's the therapist that's going to see Chris Weidman after his leg break? Did you guys see that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, God. Oh.
Happened to me one time, babe, not to make it all about myself. I was saving somebody. There was a burning building and there was a child inside crying. And I'm not just saying this, babe, to get you to sleep with me. And there was a man blocking the door. So I threw a kick at him and I missed and I hit the door and my leg broke.
Oh, no. Did it buckle like his and basically look like rubber?
Yes, it did. I saw the baby crying and I had to do something.
Did you get up and save the baby with the broken leg?
No, I didn't. I hopped into the ambulance and I forgot to mention the baby. So apparently he died.
Is that the leg that sent you to the therapist?
No, the other leg.
I have a question for both of you.
What's your question, Rich? Let's slow down. What's your question?
I have to fly tomorrow and I haven't flown in over.
Get an airline to do it for you, Rich. Trust me.
But I'm a little nervous. Do you think I can get through it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. First of all, fuck that mask shit. You tell them I'm vaccinated and fuck you. Be belligerent. They eventually back off.
Yeah. Should I bring a box cutter?
If you're flying out of Miami, then probably yes.
Where are you flying to?
Well, when I said box cutter, I just meant Chipper's lips.
That's not very nice. My lips are not paper thin and ugly and unkissable. I don't care what that girl said.
No,
I wouldn't kiss you for money. Turns out she was right.
It was a compliment. He said you have box cutter lips because your lips cuts box.
That my tongue sure does.
All the box.
Tell me, Zia, this wouldn't drive you crazy?
It does every time, Chip. Oh. Every time. You always tell me we got to keep it professional. You're just breaking my heart all the time. Every time.
I know.
Oh, you know how ladies used to throw underwear at Tom Jones? Do they throw worms at you?
That's not very nice. No.
Oh, sorry.
I had a lady throw underwear at me one time, but I was like, ew, there's a burgundy stain in it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It actually landed and I heard it. It's It had the weight distribution. Have you ever seen a Hershey's Kiss in a little baggie when they throw it?
Oh, God.
That was what the crotch part looked like.
How'd the tea taste after you boiled it?
Oh, I didn't like it. I could smell it as it went by. Oh,
it's like petties.
Oh, it smelled like a statue.
It stunk. Was it my career flying by you?
That's no, I wouldn't have seen it. I wouldn't have had the duck. I would have went like, what the fuck is that? You know, all right, nothing. So let me ask you. Bonnie didn't like Chaz Palminteri?
She did. She liked him, but she had it. Bonnie likes, she's a comic, so she has to go and do the trashing.
Oh, like, she spurled everything.
She just got the head writing job for MTV Awards, and she was the head writer for the Independent Spirit Awards last week. She's passing me, like, let me tell you, it's like a thoroughbred running past a snail, her career.
It's like, no, it's like any, it's like a turtle running past a rock.
Oh, same thing.
So wait a minute. She's writing for MTV Music Awards. Does she need
MTV, they're doing television awards this year, and she's the head writer.
Okay, who's hosting it? Because they want me to probably be involved because young people love me.
Nikki Grazer.
Oh, okay.
What is she grazing on? Food?
Yeah, what is she fucking, I was going to say grass, or what is she fucking, yeah, food is good.
Glazer, sorry.
Oh. So let me ask you something. What's one of her jokes? I'll fucking punch it up for free.
I don't know. I haven't talked to her about it yet. Because if I give her jokes, she has to pay me. I don't do this for free, right?
I would probably say something like, is she hosting the TV show? She's gonna make fun of the TV stuff.
When's the award show, Rich?
I think it's in like May, in May. She's going out to LA. They fly her first class. And I'm flying no class tomorrow.
Where are you going?
Tampa.
Oh, I love it down there.
Side splitters?
No, the tampons. No, yeah, side splitters tomorrow.
Sounds like a bloody good time.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. No strings attached.
I was with a girl once, and I didn't realize she had that string down there. And I pulled it, and her head popped, and confetti came out.
Come on, that's not true, is it?
Yep. Yeah, she was a party favor.
I had the same thing. The girl, she was the heavier girl who hadn't been out of bed in a while. She goes, Lyle, I think there's something inside. So I pulled it out, and she was having a time of a month. But it was like a string, and it had the weight of a rolling pin. It was very full.
Change that thing?
She hadn't in a while. She'd been through 3 or 4 cycles with it.
Oh,
I'm sorry. She had it in for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, it looked like there were things stuck to it. It looked like someone took cranberries and threw them on the side of a fucking.
Oh, yeah,
why not keep it in that long? Why would you want to keep taking it in and out?
Because you get TSS.
Ian
knows.
What's that, security by your house? Is that security by your pussy?
Yeah, that's not nice. Call it a P word. You fucking, well, your cooter. Cooter's cute.
Is that security by your catcher's mitt?
She has a nice little vagina. Huh? I've never seen it, but I imagine she has a nice little vagina.
Oh, that's so nice.
So thanks, Chip.
Yeah, people tell me I'm a white knight. I take it as a compliment.
It's a good thing.
What is your vagina sheet?
I have a pecker.
Not you, you fucking idiot. Oh. Sorry, I didn't mean that. That's was okay. Negative.
That's okay. It's all in the spirit of good jocularity.
What are you doing after this, Ian?
I have to go to the cellar.
Oh no, what are you fucking making wine or something?
Yeah. I've got a 98 Beaujolais I've got to take care of.
All right, what time is your spot?
10 o'clock.
All right. Well, listen, we got to wrap up anyway. Believe me, we've had a good time so far. Let's get everybody's plugs out. Rich, first of all, by the time this airs, Tampa will have been over. So if you die in the plane on the way down, we got your last interview. Where are you going to be next week?
Next week, I'm in Kansas City, Missouri, some comedy club. Look it up. I don't know the name of it.
But you're going out to Kansas City. Go to your website.
I haven't flown in a year. I fly to Tampa tomorrow, come home, go to Kansas City, come home, and go to Chicago. Nothing in a year, and now 3 weeks in a row. And you know, you don't think I'm bouncing off of walls thinking about this? It's fucking, listen, if they all cancel me tomorrow, I'd be happy as sin.
My mother always said, feast of Famine, Chip, a feast of Famine. I didn't know what that meant until recently.
I have no arms.
Why are you freaking out about flying, Rich?
That's a good question, babe.
I'm not, you know, parking and.
No, the plane they put right up in the airport. You don't have to worry about that. They pull up at the gate.
No.
Yeah, there's people that tell the plane where to go, Rich.
Yeah, Rich, that's not your issue.
No, I'm just saying it's something I haven't done in a while, so I got to get used to it again. I'm a creature of habit.
Oh, you're a creature, that's for sure.
Fuck yeah, from the Black Lagoon or something.
That's not nice. The guy with the goggles.
That could be any of us.
Yeah. Who are you talking to?
These are real glasses. I got prescriptions now.
Me too.
These are also prescriptions.
So are
they look like they got like a little bit of a fucking. Are they near a farsighted? Tell me. I love eye talk.
Look.
Wait, fuck, dude. I can do the same fucking thing.
Hey, you guys are missing your. Your lenses.
I don't get it. Why do you have glasses without lenses, Ian?
So when I act, the light doesn't reflect off my glasses.
Oh, so like tonight at the cellar when you're trying to act funny, you'll put on those glasses.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to close on that. I'm closing on that.
That's the thing on Chipperson's podcast, but a good slam has been made.
Oh, I thought you passed gas.
No, I didn't. No, I was just quietly enjoyed.
Ian's one of my favorite people. Have you ever heard his new radio show, the music one, where I talk about music and you give your like favorite and
turned it off in 2 minutes. I heard it was fucking Black Sabbath. I was like, oh fucking Jim, there's no way.
Yeah, that guy Jim Norton did it. That's right. Yeah.
Hey, believe me, I got through 2 seconds. Fucking foot. You, I enjoyed. Fucking Norton's blinking and pontificating. I just couldn't do it.
And then he plays a song that you think you would like, and you got to sit there and pretend you liked it. That's right.
Have you ever had someone just hate it? Have you ever had someone be like, that song sucked?
Yeah, last week I had Louis Katz on, and he hated the song. It was great. He shit on it for like a whole minute. It was fantastic.
What was
How
the song?
How did you get Louis Katz?
Bottom of the barrel, pal.
You called him.
A fucking not a little bowl of milk, you know. All right, so let me ask you, Ian. What are you promoting?
Next weekend, I'm going to be at the Funny Stop doing a weekend in Akron, Ohio for the Rubber City Comedy Festival. IanFidance.com for tickets. Ian's Infinite Playlist on SiriusXM Radio every Friday at 1 p.m. And Bye Guys on the Gas Digital Network every Thursday. Live Thursdays at 11 a.m. And then it comes out on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube on Tuesdays. And follow me on Instagram, ianimal, I-A-N-I-M-A-L 69, and twitch.tv/ianimal69 as well.
I lost you at Canton, but it's not Canton. It's
Akron.
It's not Akron. It's Cuyahoga Falls.
Oh, Cuyahoga Falls.
Help him up then, you know, poor Cuyahoga. All right, listen.
I hope I don't break my leg when I take a Cuyahoga fall.
Fuck yeah. I don't have nothing else. Zia Land and whatnot.
Yeah, you can, if you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, it's Zia_Land. It's XIA_Land. We do It's Eric Nagel every Thursday live on Twitch, twitch.tv/It's Eric Nagel. If you want to listen to it afterwards, it's pretty much anywhere where you find podcasts, Friday or Saturday, and twitch.tv/Zia Land. If you want to check out any of my streams.
I'll follow you on Twitch, Zia.
I'll follow you on Twitch.
I like to follow you into the bedroom.
It's awesome.
Oh, somebody's got a salty comment.
I see how Rich got his ladies.
That's right.
Hey, wait a second. Isn't Twitch a game that kids play or something?
Oh my God. That was the oldest thing I've ever heard anyone say.
Well, what the fuck is Twitch? Isn't that the game I bought my daughter for like $500?
No, it's what people do when they listen to your comedy.
Listen, you didn't have to act it out, all right? You're not going to call back now. But wait, isn't that the game for real?
No, yep. Twitch is a platform.
What's the game they play?
You can play any game. Yeah. Like, I'll play Call of Duty. I'll play Call of Duty with other comics, or I'll play like Bloodborne, which is a game. I play that on my own. Or you can just go on and stream.
He disappeared. In mid explanation, he disappeared. That's really humiliating.
Oh,
that's here's what we're going to do. Put up a picture, Rich, so it looks like he's listening. Ian doesn't feel like a fool.
Let's put up the picture of Rich with the Jerry curls and the gap between his teeth. I think that's
That's my favorite picture. Yeah. Well, I guess it's just the three of us to sign off then.
Uh-oh. Well, there you go. Let's do it.
What's the number, Zia?
Let's do 27.
27! 26 minus 23 is 3, 2, 1. Chipperson. Chippy Kaye for the muckers. Ian, Zia, love you. Voss,
love you,
Chipperson says thank you. I'll catch you guys later, but not if I'm in the same room.